Marvelous. Marvelously done. Jeff, I've got to kind of let you go here, but happy New Year to you.
Are the gospel people there?
Yeah, there's a... No? Who are you? There's a guy in the studio. Who are you?
I'm Mark Torres from the Comic Book Radio.
Oh, Mark, I didn't recognize you.
Yes, I know. I have a different shave a little bit. Haven't seen you in a while, but I figured I was in the neighborhood. I'd stop by and say hi.
Oh, well, hi.
I've been listening on the way down.
Oh,
ask him if he heard the Greek show.
Did you hear the wonderful Manos Galanos Greek show at 10 o'clock?
No, I was actually at my day job, well, my night job, and I left around 11, so I was driving down here. It's about a 45-minute drive. I had to do a little something first, and then I came by and said hi.
Well, tell you what, Jeff?
What is your night job that you were there for till hours on New Year's Eve?
Oh, I work at a movie theater, so that's my night job. But otherwise, I have my own radio show here on Thursday night.
So that movie's really doing terribly. What movie's going to get kicked out of the theaters this week?
Let's see. What didn't do this well? Alvin and Chipmunks didn't do that well.
No. Alvin and the Chipmunks did very well.
At my theater.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Juno.
It looks horrible. He looks just like Dick Clark.
No, they made them into rappers. Didn't they? They looked like these tough kids. Chipmunks.
I've only seen half of it because I get a break. I just sneak in and see it, but I don't know what's going on in that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
But Juno is doing really well. That's the one with the pregnant girl.
Yeah.
It's actually very funny. People are watching your Charlie Wilson 4. This with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that got some mediocre reviews, but they're saying that it's actually a pretty good movie.
A lot of people love it. I mean, everybody's coming out, they're saying they loved it. And what else is doing well? What was that other one? People are asking for The Great Debater. With Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
So those are doing pretty well at the theater.
What about that Will Smith one with where New York is?
Everybody hated the ending.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never read the books. I don't know if that's the translation, but they hated the ending.
And what about Atonement? That's that. I like the book.
We didn't get it, and it's nowhere at the theater that I work at. So
I see. These are the ones up in your theater. What's coming into your theater in the next week or two? Do you know?
No, I won't know until Tuesday. Tuesday is when they let us know what's coming out.
Well, cool. Oh, cool. How long have you been running? So what do you exactly do? Are you the owner of the theater?
No, I just work there. That's my quote-unquote day job. And then on Thursdays, I come here and do my show. But that's the real...
Tell us about your show.
Oh, right. The Comic Book Novice is every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, right here on GBB. It's a half-an-hour show. We talk about comics. We do movie reviews. Matter of fact, this week, we're going to be reviewing Alien vs. Predator 2.
Uh-huh.
We have two other co-hosts with myself, a woman who has the face for TV, but she's unfortunately on the radio.
Oh.
And we have my other guy who actually is in the comic book industry. So we all just josh about that.
Very nice.
Yes.
And again, please, it's on Thursday.
Thursday night, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock to 9:30.
Yes, 9 to 9:30. And actually, Dave was, he was interning as an engineer when we first started. That's how I met him.
That's right. I was a newbie here.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I didn't recognize you.
It's been a while, and yeah, I understand.
But I'm so glad.
I did send you a message I was going to come down. I don't know if you got my email.
When did you send it?
2 days ago.
Maybe I sort of did, and maybe I sort of didn't. But yeah.
He's really up on his email.
This is a personal, private thing, but Jeff never checks his email when I send.
No, but Jeff, by the way, I did see you on The Price is Right. Do you still have that shirt that everybody signed?
Well, no, that actually Bob has.
You gave Bob the shirt?
Yeah, Bob took the shirt off my back.
Wow. I thought he just signed it and gave it back to you.
No.
No, he sniffs it every morning now, and he pleasures himself thinking of Jeff.
Oh, that's Bob Barker.
I know.
American legend.
He pleasures himself thinking of Banner.
That's a completely wrong show.
Well, he wears a fur.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Red's on a fur rug. That's what he does.
And to answer your question before, I think Drew Carey's doing a pretty good job.
Huh.
He's a big fan. It's like he's a fan of the show, and he's hosting the show, so he kind of just adds his own little charm to it. I didn't think he was going to do a good job,
but he actually...
It's like if you're a fan of something, and then you're part of it, so you're just kind of enjoying it more than just... It's not just the host. And
cool.
Jeff is right. It is mostly about the fans, because that's why the show's so popular.
Huh. Well,
there's what other show? Deal or No Deal is another show that's more about the fans than the actual game.
Yes, see?
So, you know, that's why it's so popular, because it's more about the people and people interested in seeing other people win and being happy. And, you know, even when they lose, they're still happy. I watch that show, almost every day, but they got, really, really old people, and the audience loves them coming up there, and they win stuff, and they're old. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, Bob used to love all the old ones. He loved them all. But you know, if you remember the scandal, what was that in the '80s or something, that Bob Barker was supposedly
looking after young people.
Yes.
He was sleeping with the model.
Yeah, but we're talking about the contestants because it was the whole thing the audience, the female audience members used to be able to go into his pocket to get the $100 when they made the right bid.
They always did.
They don't do that anymore. They stopped that like in the 90s.
No. So his last day they'd go into his pocket.
Really? Because wow. I know who doesn't do it. And I don't remember them going into his pocket anymore.
That's a game I like to play.
that's not a game you would like to play with Bob Barker getting in.
Well, not with Bob Barker. No.
That's the goal in life. I want to go to see Bob Barker and get the $100.
With B. Arthur, I'd play it. Yeah,
he's a very nice man. I'm telling you, he's very calming.
Okay, well.
You are really, really nervous up there. Because it's just, all you can see is like loads of cameras pointing at you. And everyone's going, move this way, move that way, move this way.
Why there's always people, every once in a while you get some guy who just doesn't know where to go. And he's looking around and he's like, where do I go? And people are telling him where to go.
Yeah, well, people get, you know, they get excited. They go up the wrong stair. You're not supposed to go up the stair to your right. You're supposed to go up the left stair. And they just point you. And as a matter of fact, when I was on, I got to the place I was supposed to be before Bob did. Because what happens, the host has to go and get the clues or the answers to the next game. So I got up there before Bob did. And, you know, you're just really excited. And you just forget everything. I forgot to say hi to my father. I forgot to say hi to everybody.
Well, that's another thing that Drew Carey does. He actually goes out of his way to make sure that everybody says hi when they spend
the meal. Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Bob was the host. He will now and forever be the host of The Price is Right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just cut this short for a moment because I got to do a little bit of station business here. Our assistant program director, Kami, brought the logs, and those include a couple of commercials and promo things. So let me run them through.
Pay the bills.
And then we'll be back with a bit more of the WGBB New Year's. It's not the New Year's Eve special anymore. It's the New Year's 2000 and great special. I'm here. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. My wife, Joyce, is here. My good friend Jeff Goodman and Mark Torres of the Comic Book Novices here, and we will all be right back after these important messages. Yes, hoping everybody has great success and love and fun and good things in 2008. We're finishing up the WGBB New Year's special. Oh, Jeff is talking to someone else. So Mark Torres is with me. Co-host the Comic Book Novice on WGBB on Thursday nights at 9 to 9:30, all about the comic and art world.
Yes, yes.
And Jeff is my often usual co-host on Dave's Gone By Sunday nights at 11 p.m. My show's been on for about a little over 5 years now. Very proud of it. And, that's comedy, talk radio, music, interviews, all sorts of weird and cool and goofy stuff. And sometimes it's so good. Huh?
Dave?
Yeah.
I just didn't know we were back because I heard all this.
We are back. We're back on the air for about 10 more minutes.
I know. Only 10 minutes?
Well, yeah, because I, kind of have to get home. How are the dogs doing, Jeff?
I don't know. I don't know where the mama dog is.
There's dogs about to have puppies over at Jeff's party.
Is the dog giving birth yet?
Are you asking the dog?
No, she's almost ready to pop.
Oh my goodness!
How do you know that? By the way, is there a veterinarian on call?
Oh, I don't know. You have to ask Patty.
Well, you can kind of tell by the paws sticking out of the uterus.
All right, that's enough of that conversation. I'm not going down that road.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
You okay, Joe? How's your cold? You were so bad last night. Are you feeling better?
It's a little better, but I'm still coughing like crazy.
Well, you can have a little schnapps. It's the new year, but don't overdo it. Obviously, because you're driving. Yeah. Make sure you have some food.
I'm going to have a NyQuil cocktail when I go home.
After you get home.
Yes.
When you get into bed, take that little hot toddy and the NyQuil, but not one moment while you're on the road behind the wheel.
Oh, I would never, never, never.
And everybody listening, please, we don't want accidents. I mean, we're going to be on the road, we're going to be on trains, and we're going to be in cabs, for my wife and me to get home.
I'm not.
What?
Yeah, you're going to be, and Marcus is going to be on the road like crazy. So we don't want to be killed by crazy drunk drivers.
Or non-crazy drunk drivers.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't want to be killed by any drivers at all. We're broadening the spectrum here.
Same
we would like
drivers
to stay alive in 08.
My beloved wife Joyce has just written a question for Mark Torres.
And me without my glasses.
No, well, I'll read it for you.
Please.
Who's your favorite comic character? I guess comic book character.
Comic book character? My favorite would be the Incredible Hulk.
Why?
Well, it has to do with when I was a kid, one of the first shows I remember watching, which would be 1978, was the Incredible Hulk. I was only 4 years old.
Bill
at
Bixby.
The time.
Yeah,
Bill Bixby. And I used to have a temper, so I could relate to that character. And it was kind of sad, like, what used to happen to that guy. Like, he used to get into so much trouble, and then, you know, he used to be really powerful, and I was like, I can relate to that character.
Cool.
And then throughout the years, I just started reading comics, and I just happened to, at the time, a really good writer was writing a comic, and I just fell in love with it, and I've been in love with it since.
Cool.
And David Leftwich, who is your comic book character?
Well, probably Jughead at this point. Who would I want to be? Joyce says I should have been Veronica. Oh, wow. I have to think probably...
By the way, no one has to ask me these questions.
No one has actually asked these questions.
Well, you're the third person. I asked Mark. You asked me. I'm going to ask you. Who's your the comic character that you is your favorite?
The Riddler.
The Riddler?
The Frank Gorshin Riddler or the comic Riddler?
The Frank Gorshin Riddler.
But it's still based on the comic book thing from Dick Tracy? Or, no, Batman.
Batman.
Excuse me. Duh.
Batman. It's
I guess I'd be Meatwad, maybe. No, he's too dumb. Who would I be?
Underdog.
Homer.
Underdog.
Does Homer count, or is that not...
Underdog. Homer is a comic book character.
He's in a comic.
He has a comic.
I
don't want to
be the underdog. Well, yeah, I guess I...
Oh.
My grandma. Anyway, we can be heroes just for one day, or just for the first day of 2008... But unfortunately, it's 12:30. Not unfortunately, thank God, we all make it to 12:30. And we've kind of got to wrap things up here at WGBB.
Why, Dave, do you have a train to catch or something?
Yes, actually.
Anyone in a non-vomited cab?
I'll settle for a vomited cab. Who wants to get the number?
A vomit-free cab.
That's my first resolution. I want to find a puke-free vehicle.
That's something that people that can advertise. We have vomit-free cabs for New Year's.
Yeah.
You know, us. On New Year's, the cab companies don't care. They're so busy on this day. It's like, you take it, you leave it. You want to ride on the... You either go home or you ride on the hood. So we'll take what we can get. Hopefully...
Your choice is to ride in the trunk.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, that's normal anyway. Because she's cackle. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank so many people. I want to thank Jeff.
List them alphabetically, David.
I only have written
in reverse order.
Did you hear him last night? He thanked like 4,000 people.
Well, I left the second half of the show for telling folks, you know, who was on my program all year long and thanking them.
4,000 people.
Yeah.
Of which, by the way, I was number 3.
Yes. My parents were number 2. That sounds terrible. And, of course, my beloved wife Joyce was number 1. So I put them on the list again, and I add you, Mark Torres, for taking part. And actually, not just calling in, but coming here. Even our program director didn't do that. He called in from his home. He was at a party. He was home. You know, he couldn't hold his butt in here.
Next year. On Dave's Gun Body, you're going to be thanked next year. So
I'll make sure. I'm only able to hear like half of the show.
I hope you're into the top 10, though.
That'd be nice. That'd be great.
Yeah, if you have to come and, be on the show.
Please, yeah. Do come on Dave's Gone By sometime in 2000. Will you do
when
that, Mark?
When we really need a guest.
Okay,
really
Jeff, I'm going to pop you down for just a minute. Just so I can do what I got to do here. I want to thank Tom Ross. I want to thank Curry Kid. I want to thank my cousin Adam for calling in. That was really neat. I want to thank my folks for getting on the air with me and wishing and doing a happy. I want to thank Trevor Vassell. I want to thank Stan the Man, the great people at WGBB. I'm sorry if I've forgotten already some people who were here or called in. Thanks for all the folks at Jeff's Party who called in, Rich and Michelle and the kids. Thank you all for listening. Stay with WGBB. It's going to be an amazing year. Listen to Comic Book Novice every Thursday night at 9. Listen to Dave's Gone By every Sunday night at 11. Just have a wonderful, safe, and good new year. Guys, last minute things. Joyce, Mark, Jeff, last minute stuff. Let's take it out.
We forgot to thank Ace for not showing up.
Well, yeah, thanks for giving us an extra time.
Whoever's not supposed to be here.
Have a great
We'll be having some Chinese after this, huh?
Chinese music. Within 2 minutes, you're going to be hearing after all
that. I thought somebody was going to deliver Chinese food. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
No, just a little bit of Chinese whatever. Right after we say goodbye to all of you. Here, there's a little more.